Well, earlier today, I spoke with Congressman Robert Pittenger of North Carolina. He's a Republican who is supporting the American Health Care Act. And I started our conversation by asking him if he thinks Republicans have the votes they need to pass it.
I'm not sure that we have the votes yet. We need to come and have consensus and understand that each person comes with their own constituency group. And you can't always come to the table demanding everything that you want.
Well, you say you're not sure you have the votes. How do the stakes feel to you? Does it feel like if Republicans cannot pass this bill, that that's going to be a major blow to the agenda?
Oh, sure. I think you're exactly right. It's a blow, frankly, to the American people. The carriers of health care, they're pulling out. Aetna said it's on a death spiral. Humana said they'll be out by 2018. And many others have already pulled out. It never did have the capacity to work. And so we're seeing the effects of that now with the premiums and the deductibles escalating.
Are Republicans, if this bill fails, going to try to fix those pieces of Obamacare and just work within the system or try again to repeal?
Well, right now, our interest is to see if we pass it. If it doesn't pass, there's other things on our agenda that we want to do. And there has to be understanding by the Democrat Party as well that in their best efforts and their well intentions, the Obamacare was a financial failure. And they should then be willing to come to the table and say, hey, you know, we need to fix this problem. And we do it in a bipartisan way. So I'm all for that. We need to reform it. We've got to have competitive markets. That's what drives prices down. And the American people really want choices in their health care. They don't want to be mandated. So there's many provisions of this bill that are really good.
Okay, well, let's explore the other option here, which is that instead of the bill failing in the House, it passes and maybe even gets through the Senate in some form. Are you worried about what the Congressional Budget Office has said, which is that 24 million people are going to lose their insurance over 10 years?
Well, I guess I would have to take that, Jeremy, in context with their projections for people who would enroll was right at 18 or 19 million, and instead there's 11 million. The cost of Medicaid went up exponentially, far more than what they thought it was going to be. So the numbers haven't been really accurate. One thing that they don't factor in, because they don't have that in their database, is the impact of open markets of competing across state lines. Right now you have 50 separate insurance markets that are non-competitive. That's why in North Carolina we essentially just have one carrier. A third of the counties in the country only have one carrier. They don't factor in the impact of the 1,200 rules and regulations that have been written in there in the bill that the Secretary of Health and Human Services has the ability to reform and eliminate. Even they said on page 25 and 26 of their report that the outcomes will vary significantly based on a number of variables.
So do you believe that nobody is going to lose their health insurance under the GOP plan?
Well, I don't think you can say that at all. But I think what it will be is a more affordable plan when your premiums are going up 25% a year. And you really don't have coverage, Jeremy, if you have a deductible that's, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, and you're making $50,000 a year. That doesn't work.
Do you think that Speaker Ryan will remain in place if this bill fails?
Sure. He has a very tough job. It's herding cats. You have, on our side of the aisle alone, you have 240 members, and they all have different views. They all have different constituency groups that they represent. So the objective is to come together and build a consensus. And that was the genius of Ronald Reagan. You can't come to the table and demand 100% of what you want. Reagan used to say, I'll take 80% and be happy with that. You can't just come with your ideology. I'm a very conservative guy, but I can't come and say, well, I have to have it my way or the highway. I think Mr. Trump did all that he could to build bridges. There's 100 different members of Congress who came over to the White House to see him or Vice President Pence. So he worked hard on that. And if we can't get there, well, it's unfortunate for the American people.
That's Congressman Robert Pittenger, Republican of North Carolina, and a yes vote on the health care bill. Congressman, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.